Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
You've worked hard and made sacrifices to save for retirement. You should be proud of that, but that doesn't mean that you're ready to retire. Ask yourself, what's my plan to reduce taxes with my IRA, 401k, or distributions? What's my plan to file for Social Security to avoid losing out on tens of thousands of dollars in benefits? And what's my plan to generate income from predictable and reliable sources so I don't have to worry about running out of money in retirement? There are so many moving parts, it's easy to underestimate or even overlook some critical issues. That's why you need to figure this out now, before you retire. And even if you've retired, it's not too late. Otherwise, there could be dramatic changes to your lifestyle, or worse yet, out looking for a job.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Good morning, Ben Christie here with you in studio. We've got a great show for you today. Of course, I'm joined by John Maxson and Dan Benson this morning. Dan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Pete is on the beach getting a little R&R, so we want to wish him well. We miss you, buddy, but we'll see you when you get back, hopefully nice and relaxed. So guys, we see people make mistakes in retirement all the time. Unfortunately, it's too common, and it's heartbreaking because sometimes the damage that is done, even though there's still options for them, they're limited. And so I think we all can agree that it's always better to be prepared on the front end to ensure that you really have all those bases covered in retirement. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Absolutely. And for today's show, we're going to be talking about is taking decades of financial planning experience and walking you through what we refer to as the ultimate retirement checklist. This is going to include things like some defensive tax planning strategies that could potentially save you a fortune in tax dollars over time, the options you have to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the best defense or defense against the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care, which, let's be honest, that's not going down. That's going to continue to climb. So a lot of good things we're going to talk about today.
So let's start with one of the biggest expenses that you're likely going to face in retirement. And for many people, it's not what you think. It's taxes. And if you're not careful, these taxes could take a big chunk out of that hard-earned money you've been saving for years. And we're talking about taxes on your IRA, taxes on your 401k, your Social Security benefits, your investment income. The list goes on. So the first thing we're going to tackle this morning is we're going to talk about when we talk retirement checklist, when we talk about the ultimate retirement checklist, first on the list is to have a plan to reduce your taxes in retirement, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, Ben, with all the volatility that we've been experiencing out there, you know, year to date, as we're sitting here today, the S&P or the Dow actually is down around 15%. Well, what about taxes? If you're in a 15% tax bracket or a 20% tax bracket, every time you take money out, you're losing 15 or 20% of that money. So it's not unlike a market correction. People are freaking out right now, right? There's a lot of panic and everything else. But yeah, what's happening right now is no different than what happens to people every time they take money out of their retirement accounts. And so having a plan to reduce or minimize their taxes is really going to be critical, we think, moving forward, especially if taxes go up. The money that you have saved, if it's enough today, if taxes go up, is it still going to be enough, right? We have to factor that into every piece of the plan. And so, you know, we think that contributing to our money and investments is easy. We put money in IRAs and 401ks, and maybe we get a little tax break for that. And then in the future, we know we're going to have to pay taxes on that money, but we just assume maybe we're earning less or that, you know, we're going to be in a lower bracket. And John, we see every day, retirees don't want to retire to just lower their lifestyle. Right.
I've never yet worked with anyone and I've been doing this over 20 years. And Dan, you've been with us a long time. What are you, 15 years now?
15 years now.
Dan's still got hair. My hair has been gone at a time. Right? And I mean, I've never, in literally the thousands of people that we've sat down with between us and the advisors here and our staff, I've never had one person walk into my office and say, I've worked 30 years of my life to be able to retire and I want to reduce my standard of living.
Right.
Never. Never. No, maybe that'll happen one day, but I haven't. It hasn't happened so far, right?
Well, and one more thing to add to that, John, I couldn't agree more. You know, when it comes to investing, withdrawing, and retirement, people just assume that their taxes are going to go down. I think this is a good point to hit on. And when you're working, even today with the current tax code, there's a lot of people that are still able to itemize, right? Whether it's through mortgage, interest, taxes, and 401k contributions, church charitable contributions, they're still able to itemize. Well, I can tell you that in our client base, very few of our retirees are now able to itemize any longer because of the way the standard deduction falls. And so a lot of them lose the ability to itemize, not understanding that their bracket may not go down in retirement, even with less income, because of the way that the current tax code is structured. So not having a plan for that could be a huge, huge mistake.
Well, and just a real quick comparison to add on to that, too, is if you look at where the tax codes are today and where they're set to go to in 2025, which is not that far down the road, even if your income is the same down the road, your tax bracket is going to be higher just by the shift of the tax code.
Right.
And so there's never been a better time to do this than right now.
Well, and let me just interject there, John, and say that you're absolutely right. There's never been a better time. And folks, here's your reality check. When you retire, the government is going to get their cut. They want their cut. But you have opportunities like John was talking about right now, but you don't want to miss those opportunities because the window is closing. And we just talked about the Trump tax plan that if it holds, will expire December 31st, 2025, if it makes it that far.
Yeah, that's right. The opportunity is now. It's not down the road. It's right now. Effective tax planning takes time. There's always options if you know where to look. And you really don't want to miss the opportunity to at least look at where the tax brackets are today, how they apply to you, and what it could look like going forward. Because if you have an IRA or a 401k or other deferred accounts, this could be, and in most cases probably is, the single biggest asset that you have to support your retirement lifestyle. But if you simply withdraw money from these accounts without any rhyme or reason, it could literally and needlessly cost you significantly more money in taxes than you need to be paying. And that doesn't even include fees and other things. And decades of hard work and sacrifice could not be anywhere near as efficient as you intended them to be or what you want them to be. But I will tell you this, you can create a strategy for your deferred retirement accounts before you retire or in retirement. And it could save you literally, in some cases, and in many cases, a lot of money, and if not a small fortune over time. You can learn how this you could make the most out of these accounts, like your IRAs and 401ks, with our free retirement account analysis.
Absolutely, John. So the free customized retirement account analysis. And folks, let me just break this down for you and tell you how simple this is, how this thing works. So you talk with us, you give us a call, give us 15 minutes. We talk through, we gather some basic information, and then our team goes to work. We do the research. We look for those opportunities that could dramatically reduce your taxes, opportunities that could minimize the investment fees and expenses that you're paying. We work to help you navigate those RMDs as a required minimum distributions, and we help you determine if you're a good candidate for a Roth conversion strategy. And then so much more goes into that. We do all the heavy lifting, and then we share these strategies with you. It doesn't cost you a dime. Again, there's no products for sale. It's really, there's nothing here except your time. That's the only thing you are giving up here. So this morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers this morning and request your free retirement account analysis now at 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615.
Will the stock market come roaring back, or will we experience the V-shaped recovery the media is talking about, or will there be more volatility and carnage to come? Coming up next, what you could do to now minimize and mitigate the future risk on your portfolio.
Ooh. Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
You've worked hard and made sacrifices to save for retirement, but that doesn't mean you're ready to retire. Taxes, Social Security, RMDs, IRAs, 401ks, risk, income, there's so many moving parts when it comes to retirement, and it's easy to underestimate or overlook many critical issues that could needlessly cost you a fortune.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson and John Maxson, Ben Christie here. And today, Dan Benson, John Maxson and I, we're giving you the ultimate retirement checklist. And this is coming from decades of financial planning experience. So coming up this segment, we're going to talk about the strategies that could help you reduce your risk in an uncertain market. And of course, that's where we're at. The market doesn't know whether it's coming up, where it's going down, whether it's going sideways. Plus, we're going to look at how you can really get every nickel from your Social Security benefits that really are rightfully yours. They need to stay in your pocket. That's what we're here to talk about. But first, John, before we dig in there, Beacon is hosting a pretty special and fairly unique online event, I know, coming up this Wednesday and Thursday with the host of the morning news on Super Talk Radio, Brian Wilson. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Brian's a great guy. Really smart guy, knows a lot about the economy. We're really excited to talk about this event. We're going to be hosting an event with Brian Wilson. It's going to be a great event discussing the economy, money, how you can invest, retirement. If you have concerns about running out of money, or you're concerned about whether or not you can retire this year, or if you'll ever be able to retire and you want to make the right decision for your future finances, that's pretty normal. Everyone has concerns about money and retirement. The good news is you can have a lot more control about these concerns and fears, and you never want to make decisions around concern and fear because you're not going to make good decisions. But this Brian Wilson event is going to be coming up live on May 27th and 28th. How to register is you go to coffeewithbrian.com. That's coffeewithbrian.com. Or just give us a call at 615-619-1615. We're going to be talking about the economy, where we think it's headed, where some opportunities and options are going to be in the future, in our opinion. And again, this is a free event that you can register for today, coffeewithbrian.com, or give us a call in the office, 615-619-1615.
There's actually one other way you can register as well. You can now register by text. So if you're driving, write this number down. You can text your name, your email address to 615-261-7552. Again, that's 615-261-7552. Text your name, your email address. We'll make sure you get registered. Space is limited, so go ahead and take advantage of that. While there's still room. So guys, stock market, it's up, it's down, it's sideways, it's who knows. In fact, if you know what it's going to do next, call us, because you probably have psychic powers. I mean, that's kind of what we're at. But one thing, all joking aside, you don't need psychic powers if you have a solid retirement game plan. And what we need to talk about in the next check item on our checklist of the ultimate retirement checklist is making sure you have a plan for risk to reduce and minimize that risk, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, if we haven't ever realized how important understanding what risk truly means, now is the time, yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. if we didn't learn from 2008, and we didn't learn from 2001 and 02, and we didn't learn in this crisis, I'm sorry, they're just not going to get it. You know, risk is real out there, and diversification is important. But the one thing I want to stress is that having a diversified portfolio is not enough. You know, traditional mm-hmm. brokers are out there preaching diversification, saying diversify in large cap, small cap, international, and some bonds. And that's the way to diversify. And if you're sitting out there today and you have a diversified portfolio, and that sounds like what you've done, and you've experienced significant losses on your portfolio, you should be sitting there going, yes, it doesn't work. Mm. That's not now. Diversification is important, but it's just not enough. We need to have investments out there that are not all correlated to the overall stock market and the movements in the market, so that we have consistency and stability to try and smooth out some of that volatility yeah. through the retirement.
Well, here's the thing. If you're retired, here's what you need a correlation to. You need a correlation to income. Right. I mean, unless you've got a pension and Social Security that more than covers the cost, mm-hmm. you need correlation to income. Let's start with that. But diversification, Dan, is important, but it's also not a one-time task. talk about the value of diversifying the market. Well, again, it's about asset class diversification, in our opinion, versus standard typical diversification. And I'm not willing, when I sit down with a client, to sacrifice income planning to beat the S&P 500 every year. Because what goes up will come down. And you're right. People talk about learning from the past. Well, if you're retired and you don't have a pension, or you don't have enough income coming from guaranteed sources, and your income is coming from everything in the market, you can do that pretty effectively when the market's going up. But when you have these types of times like COVID-19, then that's probably going to get interrupted. And the question is, do you want to have your income interrupted mm-hmm. in retirement? And to your point, Dan, listen, we're not against the market, and the economy is bigger than COVID-19. And I don't think the volatility is over. That's just my opinion. But I think there's a lot of data to back up. You know, I was listening to some fairly major analysts, and you can go out there and analysts are just analysts. But the estimates are that earnings, equity prices, are a function of earnings. I mean, that's just a simple fact. And the estimation is that we're going to have contraction in GDP in the second quarter. Don't know that for sure because second quarter is not over yet, but that seems fairly reasonable. And the estimates I've seen is that earnings contractions are going to be in this next quarter anywhere from 30 to 50%. So do you really believe we're going to go through a quarter where the market is just going to ignore all that data and go straight up? Well, if you're retired, what you don't want to be in a position over the next couple of months is where 100% of your income is relying on a correlation to the market where you have more risk than you need. And Dan, that's what we're really talking about here.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, to your point, John, risk isn't good or bad for a lot of people right now. This market's creating a lot of buying opportunity for people that are working and not counting on their money. You know, when the market goes down and you're contributing, we're buying value, buying low. In retirement, it changes completely, and having 100% of your money in the market that's directly correlated to the uncertainty and unpredictableness of that market creates a lot of uncomfortableness. And I can tell you that if anyone's sitting out there and you thought to yourself, I'm uncomfortable with the amount of losses that I took, the reality is you were taking too much risk, more risk than you were comfortable taking, and you didn't know it till it's too late. And how many times are we going to let that happen?
But, you know, the opportunity here, and Dan, you and I were talking about this the other day, with where the market is right now, I think we calculated that people are about where they were, I guess it's probably May or June of 2019, May or June, mm-hmm. you know, on average. You know, it's going to be different for everybody.
Not including any contributions.
Right, not including any contributions. So if you think there is added risk to COVID-19 as we go forward as an economy, not that the market and the economy is going to buckle or go away and never recover. I think a lot of times we just don't ask the right questions. And the thing I would add to that is that understanding what your risk is right now for this market going into whatever we end up going into in the future. Because here's the reality. Retiring successfully has never been easy. But the significant financial impact that COVID-19, this pandemic, could have on your nest egg could make it more challenging. I mean, that's just the truth of it. Will the trillions of dollars in government stimulus trigger higher taxes and leave you with a fraction of your savings? Well, if you don't have a tax plan, it could. What about your Social Security benefits? What's that going to look like in the future? And how are you going to generate income with interest rates basically next to zero? Well, if you have questions about your IRA, 401k, pension, or other tax-deferred accounts, if you have questions about taxes, RMDs, Social Security, generating income, Medicare, whatever it is, we're here to help.
Absolutely. And whatever keeps you up at night. I mean, whatever things that you're worried about when it comes to your financial future, oftentimes that can be answered in one simple phone call. So you have questions, we're here to try and give you answers. So give us a call today, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
According to the Motley Fool, the average worker who lives until age 90 or beyond could spend around $500,000 out of pocket on healthcare costs over the course of their retirement. I'll share with you how you can defend yourself when we come right back.
Ooh. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Well, the last thing you want or need when you retire is a financial surprise, but unfortunately, it happens all the time. Maybe you're blindsided by medical issue, or you underestimate the impact of taxes and what they could have on your retirement. And by the time you figure it out, well, folks, the damage could already be done.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson and Dan Benson this morning. Today, we're giving you the ultimate retirement checklist. And this is coming from decades of financial planning experience. So coming up in this segment, we're talking about how you can defend yourself against the skyrocketing cost of those healthcare and long-term care costs. Plus, why having multiple sources of income could literally save your retirement. And Dan, speaking of the economy of money and retirement, again, all things we talk about on this radio show, I know you're participating in a pretty exciting event coming up this Wednesday and Thursday. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. We've got a real special event. I'm excited about it. We're going to be joined here in our office with a live broadcast, web-based broadcast with Brian Wilson from 99.7, who does the morning drive time show with them. He's been spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., and as a Fox News anchor, he's going to be discussing the economy and, more importantly, what opportunities are out there in this type of an economy. There's a couple of dates for people to join, so we wanted to make it convenient. So we're going to be broadcasting live on two different dates. May 27th, that's Wednesday, May 27th at 11 a.m., and then again on Thursday, May 28th at 4 p.m. It'll be, again, a live broadcast and a great conversation with a lot of information that many, many people are going to want to be a part of. It's a free event, and you can register a couple of different ways. You can go online to coffeewithbrian.com, register that way. You can text your name and email address to 615-261-7552, or call us here in the office, 615-619-1615 to get registered.
Sounds good. Like some exciting stuff there. That's going to be pretty fun. So we've talked about taxes as certainly one of the biggest expenses that people face in retirement. And again, it can be unexpected when that tax bill comes. And another unexpected expense, John, that can really sneak up is healthcare. And, you know, we're talking about those medical bills, the prescription drugs, Medicare, and of course, and then there's long-term care. So, John, how important is it to have a plan for healthcare and long-term care that really goes beyond just Medicare? Because that's what people think when they think of healthcare. Unfortunately, it kind of stops with Medicare sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's important enough that we brought a professional on our team that can help our clients with healthcare choices. You know, programs like Medicare are not always simple. In fact, you know, Pete and I 20 years ago said one of the things we would never get into is Medicare. But what we learned is, like many things in life, you never say never. And Beacon's always wanted to be a resource to our clients. And two of the biggest decisions that people have to make when they first retire typically are around healthcare, around Medicare and Social Security. We're going to talk about both of those in this segment a little bit. But healthcare is a huge impact. It's a risk that most people just don't understand, that with us living longer, in some cases, that doesn't necessarily mean better. And these two issues, Medicare and Social Security, really fit together. Like, for example, last year, I was a little bit surprised that Social Security, Dan, got a cost of living adjustment. Mm-hmm. But there was a cause and effect to that. For most people, the cost of living adjustment they got on Social Security was taken away by the increased cost on their Medicare. Mm-hmm. So did you really get a cost of living adjustment? So healthcare costs alone, they're skyrocketing. And so depending on how long you live in retirement, it could cost you a ton of money. And then you get into things like long-term care. 7 in 10 retirees are going to need long-term care at some point, according to the most recent data from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And so, you know, we talk about this in the earlier segments, Dan, about how, you know, just not understanding your risk and beating the market shouldn't be your only goal, because guess what, folks? The stock market is not your only risk out there in retirement. Healthcare is a risk. You know, if 70% of people in America are going to end up needing care, do you want to really just ignore that risk? I don't think you have a good financial advisor that says, well, I just want to help you in the market, but I want to ignore something that's a 70% risk to your overall plan.
Right. And not planning for it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I mean, right. How many times do you hear that, John, where someone comes in and goes, well, I'm never going to go to a nursing home. And so I'm just not ever going to buy it. It's like, well, you don't get that choice all the time.
Well, here's the deal. It's a plan, but it's a bad plan. Not planning is a plan. It's just a bad one.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have a plan for that. One of the most largely inflated expenses in America for the last 20 years has been healthcare related to either health insurance or long-term care. Mm-hmm. One of the largest, other than educational expenses for these parents out there. So you need to have a plan for that. And the other thing you need to have is a diversified income plan, right? So we need to plan for healthcare, those expenses. That can be a huge one. I mean, up to $500,000, that's a large number. We need to have a plan for that number for sure. And then also, as we've talked about many times here on the show, having a diversified income plan. I think there's a lot of people out there that really don't understand what is diversified income. I've heard of diversified investments, but mm-hmm. how do I diversify my income? And what is the importance of having that as a reliable and predictable foundation through your financial house? And we just fundamentally believe it really all starts here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If your income plan is just throw it in the market and pull 4% out a year. Again, it's a plan, but in our opinion, it's not a good plan. And so, you know, there are thousands of investments. And here's the thing, folks, investments are just tools. There's not a wrong tool or a right tool. If tools become wrong, when you have a biased advisor who's probably well-intentioned, you know, most people in our industry, I believe, are well-intentioned, but they think that they have the magic tool no one else has. Investments are just tools. But as a cornerstone, when you talk about diversified income, you want to have options on your investments. But let's start with something most people overlook. And Dan, that's simply Social Security.
Right. Planning for Social Security. For most, the account's going to be one-third of an income, potentially. Could be more or less, depending on finances and lifestyle and things. But, you know, you think about it, you've poured how many years into this system? 35 years of work, 40 years of work. You've been putting in from every paycheck 6.2% of your pay into this system. And then we get to retirement, and very few people actually spend the time. Most Americans just take their Social Security benefits at what they are, at face value. They wind up leaving tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. And we talk about that a lot, but it's a true number. We see it every single day. Not planning properly for your Social Security could be devastating. And according to new research there found on Bloomberg, 96% of working Americans will lose an average of around $110,000 just due to critical timing mistakes on their Social Security. And there are some rules that everyone really needs to know. And one of those, you know, you can claim as early as 62, but that's not always the best choice. Mm-hmm. Well, we can wait as late as 70, but that's not always the best choice. Delaying, I mean, health sure has to come in and factor in. When do we draw Social Security? Lifetime benefit amount doesn't change based on timing. It's just you increase those paychecks. Mm-hmm. The later you wait, the larger your checks are going to be. But the dollar amount at age 95, say, would be the same. Spouse could potentially claim based on earnings. And, you know, there is a formula to increase those benefits. We can increase our benefits in these last years just by working smarter and knowing what those strategies are. So, you know, I would say that understanding when, how, the rules, you know, how to win the game, John. In order to win the game, you got to know the rules, right?
Yeah, and it all starts for us. We recommend our customized Social Security analysis. That's where it starts for you. This is where you're going to go to get the answers to those questions that Dan just walked you through. This Social Security analysis is customized for you. It's going to show you the exact timing that could help you get more income from your Social Security benefits. It could help avoid triggering those avalanche of higher taxes, higher Medicare premiums. It's going to help you understand how this decision impacts your required minimum distributions. Unfortunately, filing Social Security has a domino effect. There's a lot of things that go into that. Plus, we're going to help you through this customized Social Security analysis. We're going to help you understand if you're eligible for these other benefits, spousal benefits, widow benefits. There's a lot of benefits there that are out there. This is not something you really want to go to in alone on this. So the strategies we use are best suited for people who have saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement and have not yet filed for Social Security. So if that's you, be one of the first 10 callers this morning and request your free customized Social Security analysis at 615-619-1614. 615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Coming up next, why inflation is regarded as the silent killer of the retirement and what you can do to protect yourself from it.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Before you should really entertain retiring, there are a series of questions that you must answer to help ensure that you don't overlook and or estimate critical issues. Because if you don't get ahead of these issues, you could add unwanted stress to the retirement, a time when the only thing you should be worrying about is the next trip with your grandkids.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning as we're talking about the ultimate retirement checklist. And this is coming from decades of financial planning experience. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we're going to talk about inflation, how to fight off old man inflation. We're going to look at steps to reduce or even eliminate those unnecessary investment fees, plus how to avoid making your favorite uncle, Uncle Sam, the biggest beneficiary of your estate. So guys, recent headline from Wall Street Journal article reads, "Get ready for the return of inflation. Fed actions have increased the quantity of money in the U.S. economy at a blistering rate." So, John, I know you and I agree with this sentiment, this statement, that inflation is not something that we need to fear. Mm-hmm. But, and this is a but it is something we need to plan for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the dollar has lost 21% of its purchasing power in the last decade alone. What value is it going to lose over the next 20 to 30 years? Now, think about that. If you're retiring, that's probably your retirement.
Yeah.
Is it going to lose value over the next 20, 30 years? This is the case of 1, 2, or even 3%. It may not seem like much, but if you add that up over 20 or 30 years of retirement, it's going to have a huge impact, in my opinion, on your lifestyle and retirement. And that's why they call inflation the silent killer. And it's something that, quite frankly, you want to make sure you have a plan for. You don't ignore, Dan.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people look at inflation. They go, my gas is at $1.50. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy that while you can. That's not going to stay.
Do you think that's going to stay there? I mean,
inflation's going to hit that again. And then health insurance, we talked about one of the most largest inflated costs out there. And if you're in retirement, that's what you're going to face. Medications, drugs, things like that. And then, in addition to inflation, another piece of the retirement puzzle that often gets overlooked are investment fees and expenses. We talked about losing money due to taxes, right? Every time we pull money out, we lose maybe 15-20% in taxes mm-hmm. alone. What about if you added an additional expense of fees in there? One of the easiest ways to save money, increase your cash flow without reducing lifestyle or minimizing your lifestyle expenses, is to figure out how to reduce your fees and expenses. Yeah, and unfortunately, absolutely. Most people don't know what they're paying. And we do have an analysis. We have a report here in the office that for anyone that comes in, we're happy to provide them, that will show them down to the penny last year what they paid in fees total to their financial advisors, to their fund advisors, and everybody included. And I'm telling you, in today's economy, it's hard enough to make money. We can't leave money on the table. I talked to somebody today. I want to give you an example of why this is so important. So I met with a lady. Her husband had passed away. The son wanted to get involved. So I was talking with him. And they were trying to figure out ways to avoid probate here in Tennessee. And so we were talking about how titled beneficiaries on accounts will avoid probate if it's done properly. And he said, "What about the house?" He said, "I'm just going to go down to the county clerk and have that redeeded and put me on that house as well, so that can avoid probate. I'm never going to go to probate." Well, he thought that there would be no estate taxes, and I said, "Well, the estate tax, if you have an estate over $11 million, it doesn't mean there won't be an inheritance tax." Right. And so his mom bought that house for $300,000. It's worth $750,000 today. So if he puts his name on there with her, he gets her cost basis. Yes, he avoids probate, but now he gets to pay tax on over $350,000. Mm-hmm. Where if it was just done properly through the estate plan, we could help them eliminate 100% of that capital gain. And so he thought that he knew what estate planning was. And this was a smart guy. Like, I would say he was pretty successful in his life. And he didn't even understand what estate planning truly meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it all works together. And this is changing all the time. So, for example, let's talk about the SECURE Act that the government just passed. It stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancements. Well, let's talk about that enhancement. And let's see if you think it's an enhancement. According to the Wall Street Journal, the bill requires many people who inherit tax-advantaged retirement accounts after December 31st to drain the accounts within a decade, which is a huge change compared to where it was. So does that seem like an enhancement to you and your estate to have to pay more taxes sooner? So, you know, Dan, when you're talking about, you know, this, those are two major changes, just in the example you use with the real estate. And just the, and that's just one issue of the SECURE Act that's happening right now. There are many, many more things that you need to be aware of. And, you know, when you're looking at the example that you use, that seems really reasonable, right? Just go right down to the courthouse and, you know, let's just put my name on the deed and I avoid probate. Well, it's going to end up, had they not actually come in and met with you and the estate attorney, they would have paid taxes on, you said it was $300 to $750.
Right.
Correct? Right. $450,000 of gains.
Right.
Versus having a plan that you could eliminate those. It's perfectly legal according to the tax laws. Folks, this stuff is so important. One thing is for sure, it gets pretty complicated, which is why you want to seek advice from a true professional.
To win the game, you have to know the rules. And unfortunately, most financial advisors just aren't well versed in all of these things: taxes, healthcare, fees, you know, a risk. And so here at our firm, we do have all of those pieces covered under one roof with lots of specialists. So there's not one person trying to do it all. I mean, you can't do that. So, you know, I don't see that there's just, you know, one opportunity for you with this downturn in the market. It's not one, it's many opportunities in this current market to kind of wake up and do some house cleaning. I see opportunities that could save you lots of money in taxes when you retire. I think that's important. If that's something I can benefit from, I want to benefit from that now, even though I'm not retired. I want to look at that today for myself. I see opportunities to update and rebalance the portfolio to improve returns, but also minimize and mitigate risk from future corrections or crisis that we are going to experience. This isn't it. This isn't, when we get through this, this isn't the last one. There's going to be many, many, many more. And I see opportunities that could reduce and eliminate investment fees on and expenses, and even more than that, more than we have time to talk about. So I would say now's the time. Let's learn how you can protect and grow your IRA, 401k with our free 401k and IRA and fee analysis.
You have to do something if you see an opportunity or the opportunity passes you by. So this morning, if you save more than $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to the show to schedule your free IRA and 401k analysis. That number this morning is 615-619-1615. Again, this free customized IRA 401k analysis can be done over the phone, a web-based video conference, or in person. We are taking every precaution necessary, and we are opening up our offices to you. So if you're comfortable, give us a call. Schedule time to come in and meet with us. We'd love to review this in person. So if you've recently lost your job, or you know of someone who's looking, and it's time to maybe look at rebalancing, or maybe you just need a second opinion on your portfolio, give us a call this morning. We're here to help. That number is 615-619-1615. Again, don't miss the opportunities that are right here in front of you with this market. These could be once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and I don't say that in jest. This is the right time for you. 615-619-1615.
Well, here's the deal. One of the things you said is you got to take action, and procrastination is a plan, but it's not a good plan. At least get the information, even if you don't change anything. Well, guys, our time is up this morning. As always, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. You can feel free to call us anytime. That number again is 615-619-1615 to learn how we can help you and your family. And again, don't miss the special live conversation with Brian Wilson this next Wednesday and Thursday. Go to coffeewithbrian.com to register.
Well, until next time, I'm Ben Christie here with Dan Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks so much for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.